This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yesterday on the show, I had a chat to my sister-in-law, Alison Murray, who, along with some friends and her hubby and four kids, had evacuated to a church in Mackay to wait out the cyclone. I must admit, it caused me some anxiety yesterday, but I thought we'd check back in and see how they all are 24 hours later. Hi, Ali.
Hey.
How did those windows hold up yesterday?
Yeah, windows are fine. They've been good.
I think
that probably works well. You can just tilt them a little bit and let some air through. So,
apparently that's why they have those louvers, because I was thinking they were a bit like, oh, it doesn't sound good, but there's a reason they have those louvers.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you get much sleep last night?
Yeah, I had a much better sleep last night, and definitely the tone going to bed, we were very peaceful, actually, like that feeling like, it's pretty much over now. And just after we went to bed, we lost our power. We heard the fans turn off, and then I heard, like, this morning woke up to Anita and Neil had messages from people around their area, and a number of roofs were lost during the night over in East Mackay. So
really
surprising. We sort of went to bed thinking, it's probably pretty much done.
Wow.
And the worst is past. But yeah, I think it's just so persistently just going and going and going with the winds, even if they're not super strong, it's just still so blowy. I'm watching the little garden shed in the backyard at the moment, and the tins, the side, you can see, I guess, all the bolts have worked loose on the bottom, and it's sucking in and out, and the roof is just sort of flapping up a bit at the corner.
So it turned out to be a good decision to evacuate from where you were then, if some roofs were blowing off.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I don't think Neil and Anita's went, but still, you don't want to be in a neighbourhood where there's tin flying through the air.
No, absolutely not. So has anyone been outside yet?
The guys went, they actually drove down past the house yesterday, and it wasn't too bad. There was no flooding from the storm surge.
Okay.
But I think the main thing is going to be just the continued flooding from the river with all the rain.
So how have the kids coped with all this? Have they been aware of what's happening?
Yeah, they've been very calm, actually. I think it's more they're just getting a little bit of cabin fever. I heard my son this morning when he woke up, he said, I just want to go outside now. They're a bit sick. That's an awesome building, so it would have been a lot more difficult in a small house. But
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to getting out.
Okay. Well, you're physically in a church as well, but spiritually, did you have a sense of relying on God throughout that time?
Yeah, I think the night before last was definitely where I felt more anxious. And you know that irrational anxiety where you realise it's happening to your body even when you're not consciously thinking worrisome thoughts. But I was feeling myself quite hot and flushed and a little bit sweaty and just worrying for the kids and just feeling like I wanted to pray over each one of them by name as we're going to sleep. But I think that was a good time to just choose. Like, we had some friends here and we prayed together before bed, and just choosing to be thankful and, to give thanks in all circumstances. Just knowing that that's really how God wants us to be, and that he's promised us his peace when we do that.
Mm.
So, yeah, I did experience peace, but it was one of those things where you had to keep going back and changing your thought patterns again.
Yeah.
So last night, definitely, we had a more, it was a very, like, we all sat around with a guitar and was singing like a real church camp type of vibe, and just sharing stories. And that was a really lovely night, actually, just feeling a lot of genuine thanksgiving to God for everything that he is. And singing that song, we sang that song Indescribable, where it talks about God in nature and being untamable and all that. And the words did have more meaning when you sort of have just recently remembered how tiny we are and how vulnerable in comparison to him and everything that he can do, his power. So,
Ali, you've lived through a cyclone now. What do you think you're going to remember most from this time?
I mean, there'll be a lot of fun and happy memories because it's been a nice time, really, like with these friends here. But probably, just that realisation of how vulnerable you can be. And I think having greater compassion for the people in the world who do not have strong buildings to come to and who don't have, forewarning that tells them, it's this far away and they can't be tracking it on their phone and, like we do.
Mm.
So I can imagine how terrifying it would be for those people.
Well, thanks so much for the chat. I'm glad you guys all stayed tight and stayed safe, and all the best.
Yeah, thanks, Jane.
No worries. That's my sister-in-law, Alison Murray, sheltering in a church in Mackay.